Blog Talk Radio.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying, five golden rings. Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings. Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine lords a-leaping, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings. Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 ladies dancing, 9 lords a-leaping, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings. 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping, 10 ladies dancing, 9 lords a-leaping, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings. Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 ladies dancing, 9 lords a-leaping, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings. 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. All the stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in the hope that Saint Nicholas soon would be there.
Then what to my wondering eyes should appear? A miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer. A little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick.
And more rapid than eagles his reindeer all came, as he shouted on Dasher and each reindeer's name. And so up to the housetop the reindeer soon flew, with a sleigh full of toys and Saint Nicholas too. Down the chimney he came with a leap and a bound. He was dressed all in fur and his belly was round. He spoke not a word but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose, then giving a nod up the chimney he rose. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
A certain percentage of the people, they have got the leader, you know, they say it's God's will that now we have a leader. Okay, so now, you know, here we are.
From my feelings on how it came about, going all the way back to the Bush administration, you know, I felt like he actually took over a situation. But, you know, and messed up a whole lot of stuff that led to where we are. But when we get someone to say that they know how to fix it, you know, we're still looking for a person to fix it. I guess we were saying that, or maybe we were foolish for the choice that we made to fix the problem. But at the same time, well, so civilization itself has to be elevated because we got to fix the problem. You know, and then when it's difficult to get to a certain point, and especially the field knows what to mean. It's like, I like the way Newt Gingrich explained, and I heard someone else kind of get on board pertaining to it. It's still just a problem. It's not the whole idea the way they want to make you think that because of the rich people don't go along with this, then they're the reason why things are the way they are. I look at it, if the rich people didn't have no money, you know, what would be the problem then? You know, and then, like, I believe that just for all the things I've learned in life, and correct me if I'm wrong, that, you know, even indentured servant is great. You know, no matter how a person go out, and the Bible speaks about it too, about paying a person a certain wage. You know, I don't see how working people, you know, they just to be like, what?
Yeah, that's in the book of Hank.
Yeah, but it says, it speaks about a situation there that I can't even kind of understand, you know, just from my understanding about life. You know, who, you know, some people that gain wealth, you know, they don't even know how to use it. There's a young girl here in Detroit, I guess, about a year ago. She won $1 million. A year later, she was dope. And it gives a certain thing about, what is that? But now, my grandma used to tell me about doing the depression. Well, the reason why we got to the major to the depression, I guess, you know, that just, we just have a way of getting through stuff based on, really their belief in God. That's what I draw from. I don't know exactly, didn't know exactly what it was all about. But what we see now, what we see now, is like a pistol flip.
Well, I never did learn the term. I took several courses in economics, housing. That's a good one for it. But when I was working on my graduate degree, when I worked on my undergraduate degree, when I was working on a bachelor's. And then I took a few courses in economics. I worked on my master's degree in graduate school. I took a few courses in economics. I never, just for clip, it's a new term.
Right.
And working on my PhD and Jennifer Lewis and I working. We had to take a lot of sustained education courses in real estate. We never saw, I don't never remember seeing that term. So, first of all, fist to cliff is a very young term. Would you agree?
Yeah, when I first heard the term, I knew it was new. It's just something that
I didn't make it in. I don't recall the word. I remember a lot of information you have to take, when you're working on a business degree and a bachelor's degree program and a master's degree program, economics, you have to take economics at every level. And that term, I just don't remember the term.
Look into that from a professional
of the education system, but that the education system is so messed up. You know, they took the prayer out of school. You know, since they can do all that in school, who like they should be able to pray?
Well, see, that's why we're talking about what we're talking about tonight.
How is this? How is this? How is this? How is related to Sodom and Gomorrah? Well, if you think about it, if you study, just like I hear a lot of people be telling me, say, well, you know, we ain't living under the old law, we living under the new law. I said, well, how my preacher told me. And I said, well, you know, I've actually had conversations with people. I said, well, if I was you, you know, and I'm telling you something I learned even from my grandfather, read the Old Testament, New Testament for yourself, and then you make a decision. Don't let a person tell you what that is. We under the new law. I said, well, okay then. But what I'm trying to say is, if it wasn't for the Old Testament, the New Testament, Old Testament and New Testament really cross-reference each other. A lot of people don't realize that. But I'm going to point that out tonight. Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah was a wicked city because the men in this city, listen to me closely, were given over to sexual practices that was in controversy or in contrary to nature. And the men did not try to hide these things. They were very open. And I can just try to imagine the Obama of that time.
Yeah.
The Obama of that time probably said, well, I've decided that we can pull off same sex marriage. And in other words, the name might change, but the game is the same.
Right.
And so, Sodom and Gomorrah is an example of God's righteous judgment on sin.
Okay, but now, in relationship to the fifth clip,
I'm getting to that. Okay, now, when people be telling you that they don't get into the New Testament, now, if you go to Luke, the 17th chapter, the 28th, through the 32nd verse. And this is the New Testament. And it's read, it was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planning and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just like this on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, no one who is on the roof of his house with his goods inside should go back down to get them. Likewise, no one in the field should go back for anything. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever tries to keep his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it. It tells you on that night, two people will be in bed. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding. One will be taken and the other left. The point that I'm leading up to on the fiscal cliff, that's what's happening now. What's happening now is you got all these people thinking that they're smart. They thinking that, yeah, you know, we done made history. We done see. Okay. You can jump in wherever you want to jump in. Go ahead.
Well, it's so difficult. It's exciting to try to explain, but it's not so complicated. That's why we have to just keep it very simple. We can't even find information trying to see who authorized this teaching that can reach all the way up into the government, all the way up into being into the presidency of the United States. You know, how is it that?
Now, the way the fiscal cliff is related to Sodom and Gomorrah and homosexuality is because here we got the sitting president President Barack Obama, who has come forward and said, you know, in other words, why he was somebody, he has decided about marriage. First of all, he didn't create marriage. God, it's the devil God had to give marriage who was supposed to be between man and woman. While he was talking about
that, he should have been talking about
basically, yeah, that's true. It's just a moral issue. And this is what was spoke about in the Bible. The problem is, we can actually see it. And the people who, so the main thing to do is to say, well, okay, let's, everything, okay, this is what we're saying. Okay, we will be able to find out in this particular course who authorized the changes of the teachings of Christ in America. And who, I was under the influence, the reason why such happened is not coming to choose upon. It's because I was, you know, that Christianity was a Caucasian thing. Really. And so, that, you know, it's how far are you going to go? No, we are trying to find out, even if an alpha happens to come from white, is this something that's really mainstream white America is saying? Do you call rebels that go along with home saints? And why is we have to listen to black beings here? Why is we in a situation where we have to call our so-called leaders then? We want to know this. And this is how. You know, who are these? Where did they come from? They come from colleges like Harvard. And they are discriminated against what? And at the same time, they are suggesting something else is going from. And we definitely don't want some things. You know, it's just like, why are people saying that someone is bothering them when they are actually doing that? You know, when they are actually in a position that this is what is going on. It's our whole life. The little boy that cried wolf or whatever. No, it's a little bit different than that. With a lot of people that you really look at. But the main thing about that is, you need to stop, you know, somewhere. Because, I don't think that was a fake. I don't think 9/11 was a fake. I'm not talking about the last. I'm talking about both of them. You know, so we can wag, we can get around, sell around, and talk about this, talk about that. But something, hey, you know, if you're going to respond, what do people that want that don't have leadership ability, why do they want to be? No, it's like I'm going to the world, and don't be something that it takes. Something that it takes a person to say this statement has to fit a certain chemical situation. What I mean by that? Well, you want to be a basketball player. 9 times out of 10, you need to be tall, right? Okay. The same thing like that. Okay, if you're going to be a leader of a civilization, that's the best civilization that God has given us. Pretty much the best civilization that ever was. And a chance to actually be men. It's just, I guess, those, you know, however we want to start talking about stuff, you know, on whatever ground you want to talk about it on. You know, I mean, how is it that we here in the most fabulous part of that going to say, oh, why is that a nice thing? You know, why do we have to fight our people stuff? You know what I mean? I mean, really. And you have to even refer to them as leaders. Because, and then I know why, because of the civil process. But when people are doing, well, where are you going with some
sides of life. You know, you're going west. Just go. I'm trying to fill the cup and bring it with what you with. It's like, it's got to be someone somewhere. Well, no, that's putting everything that, with America every vulnerable state. And then in the meantime, now you got to go about being for being a man. You know what? I mean, what? How can you expect philosophy? You expect a civilization to what? It's not more like people asking you. We refer to our skill that money don't grow on trees. But everything you fight, I mean, that's what it's saying about the teaching of Christ about. Every man should be able to serve his own time. You know, that has a lot of meaning to it. And then if a person knows, you can't pay, you can spend dollar after dollar after dollar after dollar trying to make something that is never real. Oh, you could take the easy route. You know, the law of your own land, at least you should respect that law. And now we are trying to say, oh, what call themselves the background and black folks, they always trying to show off on something they really. But last of that, maybe about to set up, you know, to try to show off around the world. They at least we can identify as something different from that. You know, at least that's the route I'm thinking. And I would advise any black to take that route. Because what the culture is just that. You know, no matter. And then see God and Jesus Christ have always been what you call, even in the times of Pharaoh, God ain't, you know, we can God come here to go down to Alec to mess with some Alec cats. These people, God came stuff that was very well established. You know, Pharaoh was not a broke, he wasn't no wino, somebody just wandering around. You know, he was a very powerful force. And how are we a long way just thinking about something, and not even acknowledging the stuff that we see. I have proof of. You know, you can't put with the civilizations of the earth.
Like, I hear some people saying that, Pharaoh had a hard heart. Pharaoh was a child under God. And the reason why you know Pharaoh was a child under God is because look at how God did him, sent him through 10 plagues. He come out of it like and lost it. He lose his mind after everything, and he go right back to the same point. You know, God, in other words, he think that he's so smart, God playing him like he's a killer. And that at the same time, God's showing his mercy. Each time, he give him a chance. But he know Pharaoh. In other words, God hides his heart. A lot of people be walking around just like we got a district attorney over in Stamford by the name of Michael Wayne Jackson. We got Hank Diamond walking the street, you know, talking about, Michael stubborn. Michael got a hard heart. You serious? Michael got a hard heart. If Michael had a hard heart, Michael would be a man. That'll translate into manhood. You know, everybody, if people want to talk the game. But being and doing is two different things. And so, the fiscal cliff, you know, we can look at it as, you know, how is it related to Sodom and Gomorrah? How is it related to homosexuality? If a man looks at a man, you think he's interested. and a fifth of anything. You actually think he's looking for some business, right? Yeah, it's not going to happen. You put a homeless in a position, he's God, and he's an abomination. He's turned against God. He didn't win against God. God has said his word, and he has turned his back on him, that this homosexual turned his back on him. And he got a, what you call a reprobate mind. If a person's mind is reprobate, that means that their mind is wicked. That means that their mind, nothing can enter into a wicked mind. And so, I'm saying all that a homosexual thing about getting with a man, that's about making more homosexuals care. You know, really know about business, right? You know, matter of fact, homosexuals that are in position, they surround themselves with other homosexuals if you, the people, don't get a check. That's what checks and balances are for. You know, the only thing homosexuals are interested in, they're interested in destroying men, destroying families, destroying black families. You know, they're not interested in no being with they mess everything up. They want to get around, start talking, want to make up. That's all. They all call it to make the work. Like, come on, it's quick. No, that's almost sexuality. Why you know, and so that's why it's very important that's why when people get into positions, you be looking for the person wife. You be looking for their family. You be looking for, that's how things used to be. This man got a wife. He's been married 15, 20 years. He got two children. He got, you know, that's what, that, you know, that's, and so now you finna go against nature. You finna get in the office as a man, go on with a man and come out and work on what? A budget? You go home and work on some reparated reparative therapy.
Right.
You stay home praying. Why you want to be over straight people? You don't like straight people. Homosexuals hate
straight people.
They don't go home.
They like the ones that go.
And they're for real. They're the ones that go home with their death.
Well, you know, the thing about all kinds of stuff and why is it that we're trying to do something, and if we don't, once we recognize something, then God, then you have to, you know, be real about it. I feel it's very unfair. You know, there's a lot of things about life that's not fair if you go to speak, but some things are a little bit stressed when you got to rape young boys, you know, and the government's paying for it. That's a little bit stressed. And we, I don't know what kind of talking points we can have on that. But since, and we are trying to show where the Benghazi thing, that's not, you know, that's a very weak link in the chain that we don't, that we should never be entertaining, let alone trying to just see what can we do with it. You know, especially when there's no, when it comes down to you having control over human life, that has a little bit more of a bearing than something that happened that's so far out of reach. But it's just a phone call away, or something that someone is asking you about.
That's why the entitlement tomorrow was destroyed. So no one was, everybody just come in, like I say, all of these young and old want to have sex with the ain't. You know, ain't nobody think about nothing. There ain't nobody say nothing. Even Abraham tried to plead for Sodom. And God said, well, bring me some righteous people. Because from what I'm hearing the cry from righteous, there's not no righteous people here. Even Abraham in the end could not bring. He said, okay, listen, he said, you bring me 10, I want to do. He said, what about 40? What about 35? What about 30? What about 20? What about 10? Abraham had to drop his head and go on because he knew what was going on in that city. And so, the thing about we talking about, same thing happening now. You know, men becoming lovers with themselves, going wild. You know, not in other words, they don't even think about. So I don't even call this homosexual. You know why? around and try to say, well, Sodom and Gomorrah, it was a lot of wickedness going on. It wasn't about homosexuality. Anybody that know the history of that stuff, they know. You know, in other words, they want to write Sodom and Gomorrah off the map if they can. But the truth is, you can't write the truth.
What's fascinating about the whole thing is, it's like, wow, you know, how in the world do you really expect to perfect what you see before you in civilization? You know, with that particular type of that's something that you're headed somewhere with. You know, that's just really, that is something. I mean, that would take something of what, like in the time of Pharaoh, from the heart to the heart. You know, but Pharaoh is so delusional. He don't know exactly what's going on, but there's nothing else for him to do but to do someone wrong. You know, the main thing about Pharaoh was like, you know, and the reason why we are speaking the way we are speaking about, we don't think that we should persecuted by homosexuals. We're not lame brains in the street, you know. I know what homosexuals, you know, it's like, you know, once you see something, you just see that. You know, homosexuals, you know, it's not going, you know, hey, who wants to be first? You know, if I was a homosexual, and I thought if I had some type of way to defend myself and men were doing me wrong, I'll be trying to,
it is like,
I'm saying it's a war against the black man now.
Like they know it's developing, this stuff is tight, especially like, you know, in our world, if something got so blatant that he can leave, he's supposed to be a rebel. He had people calling white men on his show.
Yeah, Al. He giving them a title. Yeah, Al. They just playing. They just want to talk on their show.
It's like
you know they got a guy down there over there at Hank's place. They call him Bishop. You call him Bishop. He just playing and talking on the radio.
Yeah. I guess he's trying to get the internet.
You never thought what?
Then we would have our own radio show.
Well, that's because they wanted us to the radio station basically want us to be trying to talk about everybody, but then they the problem.
One thing, they really conditioned. Because what took me when they were trying to come off, first guy was like, there's a lot of people just wandering around trying to, they didn't know what to do. Because they never said, hey, fuck black people. He was just wandering around. They found out that the wrong was to take a dip. They wouldn't go back. That's the truth. And that's where we are now. So, but then I still look for white. Do a little bit better. We have a power. His name was Lewis.
John Lewis.
That's the song. What could that be? What is all that?
And they claim that the good for Cliff also don't include tax increases due to the expiration of Bush tax cuts. And that's the point. Who is it, Bush or Romney? I think like they finally pushed up on Romney. Romney ain't know this question.
They're trying to say he was wrong for trying to get in the White House to help. What would be the point you were mentioning Romney now? You know, I mean, on television time, you know, it's like, you know, they could be up in New York trying to help FEMA out or something. I guess so, but the thing about, I guess they're campaigning, so I guess the Republicans have.
I guess what it probably used to mean was recession. Ain't that what it means? The Cliff might mean recession. And that's not me talking about nobody now that collect garbage. They call them a sanitary engineer. It's just a new term. You see what I mean?
This is what they present
it
to you.
It means recession, I believe.
But they try to present it to you. That's the worst thing. They could have said, you know, we might be forced back to recession. They say Phillips to flip because they won't. They want to blame. You know, they want to play as a ball. You know that we can't push. We can't push. And they want to say the Republicans are pushing it. If they don't want to give you more money,
Obama get on TV looking all like he a gangster. I ain't finna play now. I ain't not playing no more. That's all he's been doing is praying.
But the point about that is, see, if they just did get attacked, if the Republicans did do that, because one man explained the reason why they really want to do something is because if money is what's buying everything, and we ask them for more money to serve, we still have a disadvantage without money. And so the point would be, you know, what is it with the Democratic Party? They're always depending on Republican money. That was always from the very beginning. You know, even
I was born a Democrat. Because they thought it was their homosexual a long time.
But the Democrats was always in the poor, you know, poor. But why is it after 50 years, Democrats ain't got
Democrats
no money?
Democrats ain't always been no poor folks. Oh, well, Democrats just 40 years ago on the bridge stopping black folks from going across the bridge.
Right, okay.
They ain't always been no poor folks.
They always appear to be the
most. No, Democrats was those white that had money. That
no, the Republicans had more money than them. I think that's what
they called. Republicans was us.
Republicans? No.
We sitting up, we had the back door back in 40 years ago now. So I need for you to slow down.
Democratic Party,
yeah.
Republican Party,
for
a long time.
Yeah. Let me explain something to you, though. You got to slow down. The Democrats was the one that was stopping us from going across the bridge.
Right.
Those was the white folks.
Right. But now they still have Republicans. Republicans
didn't
get involved. Really, at that time. They still had Republicans.
I didn't say they didn't have Republicans.
Okay.
But I would have to say that the Republicans was us.
Oh, no, they
weren't. I mean, not me, because I'm not even in the age bracket. I'm just trying to say.
No, we ain't had the right to vote at the time. Hey, hold up. You know, the ones that.
You probably need to study what you're saying. You got to think about what you're saying.
Oh, no.
Democrats was the white folks with the money, with everything, was the white folks that wouldn't give black people that had the restaurant and the businesses.
So we had to be the Republicans. Y'all had to be the Republicans.
No, I don't think so. I think they have to set the vote on board again.
Well,
we need to do some research. Yeah, I know that one, but I guess there would be something that you missed that, though. That one was, that's like a weird, but at the same time.
Oh,
a lot of people, a lot of people said,
you're saying that. We didn't have the right to vote back then.
Right. We weren't even called a zero. We were zero. See what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That's how we got. We hooked in. We wanted Jim Clark to break up. You see what I'm saying? They were looking to try to go eat with Jim. And so Jim, they were just doing this and dog. He ain't coming over. Yeah. Okay, now, the Democrats, what have they been doing with their money for the last? The Democrats had money then, you know? But now, why don't Democrats have money now? You know, why ain't it? I don't think we have money now. But what is some of the Christians? How many Democrats fit into this bracket of the tank? Now, why are they just looking at them as if they could be Republicans? We want to hide that for all of that. I know.
We wanted to join the Republican Party. I ain't never wanted to join the Republican Party. I always wanted to be independent. I ain't never wanted to. I just wanted to join the money part. No matter what you want to do. Being independent is money. You just have to work a little bit harder. But I always like to come from this grassroots, the independent perspective.
But my point is,
independent is you got a right to think.
Yeah, well, look, let's look at this. Now, they're talking about the Democrats still. No, but the Democrats became poor when blacks joined. I think that's how I remember the Democrats. I'm going to say the more Democrats. In other words, Democrats were what is considered whole white, all black. That was.
I'm in school, how can they believe Obama created the Pell Grant program?
They don't agree with him on the homosexual thing. That's why they don't want to talk about it.
That's why I gave you a lot.
Yeah. But he needs to make that. He needs to make that clear that he's talking to white people.
Well,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, you know, I that they got homosexuals that persecute people, but not being homosexual. That's a big, that's a problem. I don't care how many of them that you are. It's still, why you got homosexuals persecuting people, but not being homosexual? That, to me, I find that is especially when you're breaking laws doing it. You know, it's a sad thing before God, really. You know, and then, I can see you didn't know anything about it. You know, and I can see prison being signed for a particular kind of thing. But God's quite able to and do what you do to make
I can serve it right.
I guess it serves us right that, that we allow the what they call our city council. Like Miller say even when she came up in school, she knows the teachers in the school messing around with boards.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when the blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Something on TV also about Michael Moore.
She called some black guy a punk. You remember?
Yeah. And that's pretty much, you know, what stuff all down. Because
these guys, I told this lady no dogs going up. Look like she wants to hear her.
Yeah.
Is he coming with the money, or is he just coming with a mouse?
What were you talking about?
so much, I guess, for the fraud. But, yeah, I heard this thing. We'll find out what they're going to be doing, what he's going to be at.
Yeah, I would like to go to that event.
Oh, brother.
Oh. No, it was something I would.
I don't know what that would be. Where it would be at, but I heard he was. I heard he's coming here, I think it's next week. Oh,
I feel like the president of Fordham University, Joseph McShane, he chastised his campus pastor to invite Ann Coulter, and they saying that they trying to say, remember she said that Obama was a retard, and they trying to pay her with student fees. They said he said in the email to say that I am disappointed with the judge and maturity of the college Republicans. However, it would be a tremendous understatement to change. But there are many people who can speak to the conservative point of view with integrity and conviction. But Ms. Coulter is not among them. Her rhetoric is off the table, and needlessly to say provocative. More heat than light, and her message aims squarely at the dark side of our nature. That's a quoted statement.
Well, I would just like for them to go vision because I guess the white side, the world, the black side.
Well, what I want to say about Democrats, they want to get around and call everybody crazy, and then somebody call them crazy, it's a big deal. I know for a fact that's all Democrats do, is call people crazy. But I don't understand why is he talking about her because she ain't a he trying to make it seem like she a hood rat. She's a lawyer, you know.
Yeah.
How old is she?
I don't know. She put me in the mind of kids.
Yep, yeah, she do. How old is she? She received her a law degree from the University of Michigan Law School.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like they is that why you got to think that they would actually want, they would actually wouldn't be in for violence, it would be in perfection. Something else. But then I do believe that's where it's set up. Still not as easy. Like, well, for Republicans, the citizens, Democrats, they just shoot people. You know, they just people who, they're just like a cash cow. Or they're just in the world, they don't really know that. And they just pretty much they just like, they got to be like stereotypes, I guess.
Well, see, they don't like her because she be talking against homosexual marriage. That's the main thing. And she just said she just ain't with it.
Well,
I don't think she missing no money because I think she makes about $1 million a year in speaking rights. I mean, she worried about the universe.
Well,
Well, let's be honest.
You know,
she can't have the children now. Well, I know it probably comes late now in this thing. She's never had it. Because she looked, well, I think, you know, she had looked, you know, like people say she's an attractive woman.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what she'll be saying. Well,
right now, she's worth $8.5 million.
Wow.
I just can't imagine a person having all that money. It's just in no life.
They don't say that's hard, but. Well, I'll follow. I guess that we should come on. Just see what she's doing, I guess, for her. The other way, she hosts husbands. So, I'm glad that's all. Well, she just had a Christmas spirit here, a way of speaking. It's like, if we're just looking forward to something to do with the birth of reading. That was the spirit of Jesus Christ. The year coming up, we're in 2012. So,
about whether he was a paid money, then it's not going to really They really have to
riding around black homeless.
And what makes it so bad? It's not, it's growth by it's some type of what you call vitality. We got to know the spirit of it. You know, it's like, if you don't have that in a community, then what do you got? You know, it's a gloom. Everybody that's like Selma, they were successful at, I guess, building a homosexual society. But you know, where are you going with it? Now you got all that going, and you just hating on everybody. Now you don't want to. You're so special. You're so vanilla. You can get us, wreak havoc, steal stuff. And so, but what's the problem? Why is it happening? We don't want it. Let's compromise two things.
Next question.